Yankees and Athletics. The Athletics honoring Catfish Hunter before the game. They even renamed Gate C the Catfish Hunter Gate. Masahiro Tanaka in search of his sixth win of the year. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Matt Joyce at the plate.
And there's a swing and a deep drive to right. Judge going back at the track. He will watch it fly. And one pitch into the bottom of the first inning. The A's take a 1-0 lead.
That one is belted to left center field. Gardner's back, and that baby's gone. Number 16 for Ryan Healy, and we're tied. And he launches this one to left field, and that baby is gone. So a two-homer game for Ryan Healy. Give him 17 on the year.
Two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the ninth. And Doolittle delivers. Here it is. Swung on it, missed. A fastball up and away. And that's three in a row for the A's over the Yankees.
The Athletics win this one 5-2. Tanaka drops to 5-7 as Jesse Hahn gets his third win of the year. The Yankees have now lost five straight. Bob Melvin and the Athletics able to pull it off against the Yankees on Saturday as they win 5-2. Here's Melvin on the victory.
You know, Jesse gets pushed to, 35 pitches or so in the first inning, and it's looking like if he can make four the way they make pitchers work and foul balls off and the whole bit. So it was going to be a bit of a struggle. But ended up giving us five. You know, we had one of our plus guys, or actually a couple of our plus guys down. And then, you know, Josh Smith was the guy that pitched the seventh inning and did a great job with that. And so we didn't have to overuse Madsen and do a little more than an inning. So all in all, really good. You know, a little bit of a shaky start, but Jesse figured it out, and then the rest of the way, guys put up zeros. But not after we saw what he did last year. And went through a considerable struggle at one point in time this year, too, and then made the adjustment. And that's what the really good hitters do, especially when they're young, is you get pitched a little bit differently, and now you struggle a little bit. And one, you got to be mentally tough, and two, you know, you have to make an adjustments with, you know, where you're looking for the baseball, and he's done all that, so... He's a premier guy. He's he's gonna walk his share, and then now he's scoring balls up. And you know, after the last two games, to be able to get on the board right away, I mean that's a confidence boost and a little bit of a mental blow for the other side too. So that was a big blow in the game. And then you know, each and every at bat he had over the course of the game was really good.
Matt Joyce goes 3-for-3 with a home run in the Athletics 5-2 victory over the Yankees on Saturday. Here's what Joyce had to say.
Yeah, the first time we saw him, he was lights out. He really did a great job of hitting his spots, hitting his locations. And today, I think we just really, our game plan was to see him up and out over the plate. If we got something we liked early, then just go ahead and be aggressive. And that was the case today. Yeah, I think you have to pick your spots with him. And, as the game went on, obviously, after the first at bat, he definitely wanted to favor his off speed a lot more. So for me, it just depends, you know, I mean, depends on situation, who's on base, you know, what happened last at bat, and you know, you just kind of, like I said, you got to pick your spots to sit off speed. But if you're going to sit off speed with him, you really got to see the ball up.
The four-game series wraps up on Sunday. Luis Sessa takes the hill for the Yankees. He'll face the Athletics' Jarrell Cotton.